Oh, good morning. Great to see you all and Happy New Year to you. I hope you're all feeling thoroughly rested after your Christmas break and things like that. I think we had people staying with us for 9 days on the trot, so we had a big sigh of relief on New Year's Day when I waved goodbye to my brother and his wife and their three-year-old. So we took a break and chilled down for a day. But anyway, it's great. I wonder if you can remember what I spoke about 2 years ago this Sunday. See, I know you just don't take any notice. I mean, you pay me to do this, and then you take no notice of what I say. It's amazing. Somebody said vision. Well, that was a pretty good guess, because first Sunday in January, we've always kind of made it a vision day or vision Sunday. 2 years ago, I shared this picture that had been building through the year before. As a leadership team, we were praying and thinking and just believing God was calling more from us. And Russell Sutton, one member of the spiritual leadership team, had a picture of noughts and crosses grid. And then he came back again and said, I just see the area and see fires in different parts of the grid. And a core fire where Fullwood Free Methodist Church is. That kind of dovetailed with where the leadership team were thinking and praying and just believing God was kind of calling us beyond the comfort of the walls here and out to minister across the city and across the area. And that was powerfully paralleled by some of the pictures that came when we had a week of prayer. And 2013, all we said was, look, this is important and all we're going to do is pray. Not all we're going to do, but it felt like, well, we're announcing something, but what? The following year, can you remember what we spoke about a year ago? Breaking out beyond the walls. And all the bright ones among you will have noticed that the posters are down, but we talked about believing that as we prayed through 2013, the picture built that God was seriously calling us to break out beyond our walls. I just want to catch up with you with where we're at with that. Because there's no point announcing this stuff on New Year's Day or New Year's Sunday and then saying, well, that was last year, so well, let's move on, different picture, it changes. We believe very firmly that picture of the fires across the region and breaking out beyond our walls was something that would grow and build. But the first call was to pray. And then as we prayed, God would just begin to form teams and call teams together who would begin to break out and grow. So what are some of the things that we're still praying about? Well, I just want to show you the next slide, which is, first of all, the commitment is to pray and then go. Remember Matthew 9? That's what we spoke about a year ago. The harvest is white, but the workers are few, therefore pray. And the heart was to pray that God would do something in us so that we would become the workers, to pray to form teams. Well, these are some of the things that are still potential, they're still being prayed about, but we are walking and working and moving forwards on them. First of all, you may never have heard of RISE, ladies' ministry. Well, keep your ears to the ground, because this year, RISE will arise. A ladies' ministry that's seeking to equip ladies so they can break out beyond the walls here. Anybody heard of CAP? One or two people. Christians Against Poverty. All this year, the spiritual leadership team have been looking at that. We spent a day across in Bradford, where the headquarters are, and we're slowly just praying and working towards how we commit to ministering amongst people who are caught up in debt. We're still praying in Blackburn. There's a team that are meeting regularly to pray. That's what we're doing. We're just committed to praying at the moment. We've got a team of people meeting to pray about cafe church. Do we do church in a different way as we break out beyond our walls? Where people who coming in here on a Sunday morning would be so alien from them, so different, that the bridge might be too big, but sitting in a cafe drinking coffee beginning to chat about spiritual things might just be the right way forwards for them. You all heard the choir this Christmas time and enjoyed that. And what we're praying about that is the arts and music a way of breaking out beyond our walls with a choir that isn't just full of Christians? Might be a choir that has people in it who don't know Jesus yet. And that might be a great way of breaking beyond our walls to reach people who come in and sing and go out and sing and begin to get to know Jesus through Christians who are in the choir. Wouldn't that be outrageous? Not really. It's a great idea. And we're just praying about that and taking steps forwards on that. So that's just to give you an idea. You might say, well, we're not doing anything yet. No, we're still praying. And that's okay. When we began with this kind of picture of the fires and the grid, I said to our leadership team, you know, it might take 10 years for this to happen. It might take 10 years. We might just fill one section of the grid a year. And that's okay. Because we're not meant to suddenly fill it out all overnight. We couldn't do that anyway. It's about us listening to God together. It's about you coming and saying, God's been saying this to me, and there's two or three people I know who are praying about it as well. And as a leadership, we sit down and we listen and we work and walk together. So that's kind of where we're at. So what are we going to do on this Sunday, this first Sunday of 2015? Well, I believe, and as a leadership, we believe that God is calling us to plant potential. Plant potential. Something that's been on my heart for many, many years now, and those of you who've walked alongside me in leadership would tell you that. But Carol read from this parable of the mustard seed. When Jesus tells parables, stories, he often begins with them, the kingdom of heaven is like. So he then draws a picture from everyday life and says, that's what the kingdom of heaven is like. And he says that the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which when it's planted in the garden. Well, let's just have a look at that for a moment or two and then unpack it. First of all, he says, though it's the smallest of all seeds. The kingdom of heaven begins small. Gosh, you know, I thought the kingdom of heaven was the universe. I mean, doesn't God inhabit everything in every way? Isn't that what the Bible says? The kingdom of heaven begin big? Isn't it massive? Doesn't it encompass everything? Jesus said, No. The kingdom of heaven is tiny. It begins small in people's lives. It doesn't start big. It has all the potential when you plant it. I mean, some of you do garden and you know what it's like. You take these seeds in the spring and you put them in the ground and you think, will they grow? And you know, little children kind of looking, if they've planted some seeds, the following day they're digging them up to see how much they've grown. But Jesus said, no, the kingdom of heaven, that my kingdom where I rule, where I reign, where I work in people's lives, that begins so small. Think about your own life. Think about some of the tiny, tiny beginnings that sometimes for you might have felt like, gosh, this Christianity thing, I feel like I'm just bumping along a runway and never taking off. Or sometimes I feel like it's two steps forwards and three steps back. And it just begins in your life so small. Some of us maybe just thought, maybe Jesus is true. Maybe this Christianity thing is right. And that's enough of a seed. That's just enough for God's Holy Spirit to take a hold of and water into your life so it grows and begins to expand. Start small. But then it gets big. It's actually, if you let a mustard seed grow, it becomes invasive. See this guy on a bike? He's actually riding down a path between mustard trees. Okay, it's a shrub, basically. It's not what we would call a tree, but it grows big. See how much bigger it is than him? So the kingdom of God can take over. The kingdom of God can be like a mustard seed that can take over the whole garden and become completely invasive, and it's meant to do. It's not meant to stay like a seed. You know that if your plant that you put in the garden stays like a seed and it doesn't change, that's going nowhere, is it? You actually want it to change. You want it to grow. You want it to become bigger because you want it to bring fruit. And Jesus is saying, look, that's what the mustard seed of the kingdom's meant to be like in your lives. It's what it's meant to be like in this church. It's meant to become expansive and invasive and take over everything. And you can take the mustard seed and kind of keep it dry in a drawer, which is what you might do through the winter. And you say, well, I'm going to keep it there. Oh, it's handy, it's there. It's always got the potential. But no, God wants to plant that into your life, into our life together. And he wants it to take over. He wants it to take over. Are we prepared to let him do that? Are we prepared to let his kingdom completely take us over to become the largest of plants? But not just that. The birds of the air come and perch in its branches. The kingdom of heaven becomes available. It becomes something that's there for everybody. See, a mustard seed, you don't see much of it. I used to have one sellotaped into an old study Bible, and it really is not much bigger than a pinhead. But if it's going to grow and become expansive, then it becomes something you notice, something that other people can go and grab the mustard from. It becomes available. The birds of the air can perch in its branches. And this whole thing about breaking out, this whole thing about lighting fires beyond our walls, but also lighting fires within our walls, it's about the kingdom of God, his love, his light, his joy, his forgiveness, his holy making of our lives, his shaping us to become like Jesus. He wants that to be available to everybody and everybody's lives we touch. That's what the kingdom of God's like. That's why he then told another story to back it up. The kingdom of leaven is kingdom of heaven is like a woman who takes yeast and puts it in dough, a huge batch of dough. And you don't need much yeast, but once it gets in that dough, it works its way through and the dough expands and fills out. And she knocks it back and then it expands and fills out again. And then that bread becomes available. That's what God's wanting to do with the kingdom of heaven in you. It's what he's wanting to do with the kingdom of heaven in us together. So how's that going to impact us as a church? Well, some of you already know because you've been to some leaders' meetings, you've been to some of you have been to the Sunday gatherings group that met in November. So it's not, this isn't news for you. But there's a sense in which where we've got to here as a church is that we've become, in gardener's terms, pot bound. I don't know if you know what pot bound is. There's a pretty good picture there. A plant in a pot where the roots consume all the soil and soak up all the nutrition, and the plant gets so full of roots in the pot that it can't and won't grow anymore. And the only way you can deal with that, if you want to see that plant nourishing and thriving, is that you take it out of the pot and then you plant it out in the open garden so that it can begin to expand and can begin to grow. Now, if you take a walk through Fulwood, not this Sunday morning, but through the church on a normal Sunday morning, you can walk across into Oak and you find a building there, a room that's full of children. It's quite a scary place, but some brave teachers are there, pinning the children down, not literally, entertaining them, not literally, teaching them, yes, leading them in worship, yes, but it's a full room. take a trip down the corridor and turn left into Cyprus and find a whole team of people with Ignite and a big gang of teenagers who are worshipping God and playing games and eating sausage butties. Why do they get sausage butties and we don't? I've never worked that one out. But anyway, they get sausage butties on us. You didn't know that, did you? Some of you are surprised. What do you think being a teenager is all about if it's not having sausage butties on a Sunday morning? Go upstairs. Find, what are we going to call it now? It's not Auntie Anne Hall's class. I mean, maybe we should just call it Auntie Anne Hall's class forever anyway. Find a room that's teeming with two-year-olds that are singing songs and learning about Jesus. Go to the top of the stairs and turn right into the space where the lift door opens and find that Energize hasn't got enough room downstairs, so Rich Gorn is actually leading a class of primary school teachers sat literally at the top of the stairs. And take a walk out into the car park and walk all the way around the car park and find that it's literally ram-jam full. And then walk 100 to 200 yards down Lightfoot Lane and see that people who've come maybe on time, maybe not, but actually they're having to park 200 yards down the street just to get here on a Sunday morning. So this picture of being pot-bound, know also that for many years, Fullwood has been well able, very good at, a church of 300 to 350 plus on a Sunday morning, depend, give or take a Sunday. Know that if God's kingdom potential wants to see us growing, then a gardener in a garden who's planted a seed that is beginning to take over and wants to see it growing, he has to make room for the growth. And we believe as a leadership that the challenge for this year is simply this, that on a Sunday morning, we need to make room for growth. Did you know that across Preston, and particularly across the northern branch of Preston, that's right through Fullwood and Cottam and stretching across to Longsands, the plans are that they're going to build 5,000 new homes. Have you got that? Not five. Not 50, 5,000 new homes. It will include two primary schools. It will include a high school, probably a new motorway link and a new motorway junction, and new shops. 5,000 new homes. Now, if there's kingdom potential anywhere, it's right across this northern strip of Preston. And we might say, is this something God wants us to be aware of? Yes. Why? Because the seed, the yeast of the kingdom of God in us is made and meant to reach out and touch them, their lives. We're not just to sit here comfortable and enjoy being nice Fullwood. There's a challenge here, a great challenge for us to begin to reach out to. Not just that. I believe God, and we believe as a leadership, God is calling us to make room for growth here. Every single one of those homes will actually be within a 10-minute drive of this building. Dan and Nikki Thorpe live right at the far side of Cottam, as far away as they could get from Fullwood. Not quite, but they didn't go to Woodplumpton. It takes them less than 10 minutes to get here. So those homes, those 5,000 homes, are going to be right on our doorstep. Is there kingdom potential here? Yes. And we believe as a leadership that God is calling us to make room for that growth, to release the sense of being pot-bound. And a great challenge this year is not just keeping praying that we'll break out beyond our walls. The great challenge is that we believe it's right to begin to move towards two morning services. Now, some of us, we've already been this way, and we think, oh, not that again. Please, listen for a moment or two. Why should we sit here comfortably? when God's kingdom wants to be expansive. The heart of God's kingdom is that we seek him and we ask him and we plead with him to seek growth in this community. Why should we contain what God has put in our lives by just simply saying, let's stay safe and let's stay comfortable here? Why should we do that? What right have we got to do that? We have none. I'm 58. I've got 8 years to retirement. No, I've actually got 28 years to retirement or whatever God gives me. But I don't want to sit here comfortable. The last thing about the kingdom of God is that it's nice. It's middle class. It's not. It's meant to break out into people's lives. It's meant to break out into people's homes. It's meant to break out into a brand new district of Preston that's going to have 5,000 homes in it. So we're going to move to two services because we don't want to be pot bound. It's going to challenge us. Some of the leadership over the summer, they went away and we were praying about this through the summer and we came back in September, and some of the leaders like Nikki Thorpe, who's on the spiritual leadership team and leads Ignite on a Sunday morning, Rebecca Parkinson, who again is on the spiritual leadership team, leads Energize on a Sunday morning, and they sit in a spiritual leadership team meeting and they say, this is going to cost us. It's going to be hard work to make this happen. We believe it's right. We believe we've got to do it. And I was praying and saying, God, I want a prophetic mandate for this. I don't want it just to be the latest, greatest idea. And I was saying, God, please show me. Show me in your spirit what you're saying here. And I was actually driving up to the youth weekend away because I was the outrageously asked me to go and speak to them. So it was a brilliant day. I loved it. But on the way up, I was praying and suddenly God showed me this picture of the mustard seed and that two-word phrase, you're planting potential. And if that's all you get from this morning and you go away and pray it, planting potential, that is what we're doing by starting a second service on a Sunday morning here. I can't give you a lot more details than that. We've deliberately not sat down and planned it all to the nth degree because we want the stewards teams to sit down and say, how do we do this? We want Energize team with the children to say, how do we do this? Or the car park stewards to say, how on earth are we going to control this? So the challenge is that we go away and we work on it together. But we're not asking you to do that until February. Phew. Just simply want you to get used to the idea. You got January. Go away, pray. Go away, talk. Go away, have a chatter, have a mutter. Go away and get used to the idea. Then in February, we'll begin to say, right, today is Stewards Sunday. We're asking you, will you serve on Sunday? This Sunday is Energize Sunday. We're asking you, would you step up and work in Energize? So we're not going to do this overnight. We'd love to have everything up and ready by the end of June so that we can green light this for September. That's where we're heading. But we're not running at it. We just want to walk prayerfully and carefully with you. At the end of February, we've got a big church together meeting, a vision and a prayer night on a Tuesday. And we're asking you all to be there. Essentially, it will be a partners, a members meeting, but we're asking you all to be there. We'll be doing some group work so we can chat about this together and take this journey together. But take a lesson from Coy Carp. I don't know if you know about Coy Carp, but if you put Coy Carp, a small Coy Carp, in a goldfish bowl, it will stay goldfish bowl-sized. We had a wedding in the autumn. Andy Hall, who'd found an American bride, brought her over to marry her, and we married Andy and his wife, Katie, here. And the reception was at Gibbon Bridge. Now, I like receptions at Gibbon Bridge because, one, it's a beautiful drive out into the countryside, but, two, the food is great. But you know they've got a fantastic gardens where you go for photographs. In the middle of those gardens, dropping down into a kind of a little stream-filled valley, there's a huge koi carp pond. Now, the koi carp in that pond they're this big. They're huge. Because they've been taken out of the goldfish bowl and they've been released and they've been set free. And in that big space, they expand. And I'm not saying you're koi carp. Please don't go away saying, oh, Pastor called us koi carp this morning. But I am saying God has called us to growth. We do believe that. And the great challenge is, how do we move from the comfort zone? And the fact that we don't like change and is splitting the church. Not. We're growing. God has called us to grow. And we need to release that potential and see that growth. So will you pray? Will you walk with us? As I say, now you've heard about it. It's in your printout. You're going to get prayer cards later on in the service. But please, above all, just go away and say, God, take this mustard seed. This mustard seed of your kingdom that's full wood with this potential for 5,000 homes. With the fact that at the moment we've got cars parked down the street and the need to break beyond where we are now to see new growth. And above all, new people finding Jesus because they find a space and they find a place and they begin to find a home here. Let's pray together. One of the first things we do whenever somebody challenges us with change is we have this natural reaction and we ask, how does it affect me? And I guess some of you have already thought, would I go to an early service or would I go to a later service? Does it give me a chance for a lie-in or if the kids are already up with that? And we already start doing that. But can I just ask you, please, above everything, just say, God, how do we serve you on Sundays? God, are you speaking to me about not how much it impacts me, but how much I can impact this? God, I've never served on a Sunday before. I've never got up early enough to be here to hand out church life or welcome people. I've thought about working with the children, but I've always dismissed it. Not, how does this impact me? How do I impact this in the kingdom of God? Over this next month, please simply pray. Watch this space, but just pray. Ask God what he would call you to do, how he would call you to serve. And God, we pray, as you called us to pray for the harvest field. So, Lord, we ask, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Here, on earth, in Fullwood Free Methodist Church, let your kingdom take seed and grow and become expansive to impact this area. God, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come here on earth as it is in the heaven. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Let's worship.